As one group moves off, another group moves on from Yulee, very close to the Georgia line, up near Fernandina. And they're going to sing an old Welsh folk song. I believe you all need to come a little closer up front. Miss Clara, would you move them a little closer to the front?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. All right. Where that X is on the stage, boys and girls. Aren't they cute? Let's give them a hand. They're going to sing all through the night for us.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma.
I'd like to say this to you in the audience, listening so well, that we think it's highly important to have our young people here to keep alive the old ways that might pass into oblivion unless they were practiced, heard, sung. So we love to have little groups like this come. Let's give them another hand. And you can see right now that you'd better mind your manners or you'll get a good whiplashing from two real Florida crackers. Cousin J.P. Deacle from Jacksonville. And little cousin Tommy Jordan. And I think they are going to charm you with what they'll do. Had we better move this mic? Aren't you just going to say howdy?
Howdy, folks.
All right.
You read those off to us, we'll follow it right.
All right. First, Tommy and Cousin J.D. are going to cut straws from each other's hands. Cousin J.P.'s going to pop two whips over his head at the same time.
This is difficult. It's a nice act if you can do it. This is difficult because a lot of people can't even pop one whip at the time. But less two, and especially over your head at the same time. So we pop two whips. Now two whips over my head.
Now, seeing is believing. They'll cut straws from the top of their heads. Can you come out a little further so they can see you?
Tommy and I do this together, but I don't know whether we got room enough here together. Now, this is the way we get our hair cut. A lot of people have to go to the barbershop, but Tommy and I cut our own hair with our whips. So this is what you call getting a hair cut in here. Okay, Tommy.
Tommy, are you going to cut straws from your own mouth? He's going to cut a straw from his own mouth. All right, now Tommy's going to cut straws from his own hands. Cousin J.P.'s going to cut straws from Tommy's mouth.
Using a 12-foot whip. Turn a little further this way, Tommy. Cut over here. Right in there. Using a 12-foot whip for this. Now, I'll give Tommy a close shave. I believe I'm the first one to shave Tommy when he first started shaving, and I shaved him with a whip.
Seeing is believing, isn't it? Now Tommy will cut, turnabout's fair play, so Tommy will cut straws from Cousin J.P.'s hands.
Little close. There you go. Do it again. Little close.
With one stroke of the bullwhip.
Okay, Tommy will have the stroke. I'm going to cut three straws with one stroke, but to show you how it is, we'll start off one at a time. Here. Now take two straws. Can everybody see out here? Now we'll cut two straws. Now we'll try to cut three. I said try. Well, this is difficult to do. Not too many whip artists do this. But I'll try three at one.
With four strokes of the bullwhip. And he'll start off with one at a time.
Now you cut two at one time. Now Tommy's going to cut three straws with three strokes. Thank you. going.
Cousin J.P. is going to whip the devil.
This is an act that is known as whip the devil. You know, you see a lot of this in picture shows where the one fellow just takes another out and he just beats the tar out of him with a bull whip. I know you've seen that. So this is the way it's done. It's knowing how to control your whip. So you see it in the movies and it doesn't hurt. That's what we call in the rodeo business as whipping the devil.
Now, Tommy will cut four straws, one at a time, blindfolded.
Now, you know, most anybody can do anything while they can see, but we're going to fix Tommy where he can't see on this thing. And he's going to cut four straws just like he did a while ago, but he's going to be blindfolded. Okay. Just to show you Tommy's accurate timing. There you go. He's going to start off with one straw on the top of his head. Three straws.
Didn't you want to say a word about how we got to be Florida Crackers?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to tell the folks how the Florida Cracker got started. How many Florida Crackers do we have here today? Let's see. I'm proud that I'm a Florida Cracker, too, Cousin Thelma.
Yeah.
But the Florida Cracker came way back in the 1800s. You know, did you know the first cowboys was Indians? Indians was actually the first cowboys. But later on, as the cattle industry grew, around in these Florida woods, these pine trees and palmettos and cattail briars, them old cows used to get in those, and the cowboys would take their whips and run the cows out. They couldn't get in close to them. Now, in the western states, as the time grew on and the Florida boys got to drifting away from home, they got in some of the western states in the cattle country, and they didn't use a whip in the western states. So they would refer to these Florida cowboys as Florida Crackers because they would use the whips and not the ropes like they do in the wide open spaces. So they would refer to the Florida cowboys as a Florida Cracker because he was cracking his whip. So the art came from the whip popping by the constant use of the bull whip. And that's where you got your name as the Florida Crackers.
Now, Tommy and Cousin JP are going to be here all day long, aren't you? And you're going up in the area there by the museum.
Yes, ma'am.
And demonstrate when you have. Maybe teach some of them how to do it.
Yes, ma'am, we will. And I'd like to say, too, that our good friend Mr. Shepherd will be there with us.
Yes, sir. He sure will. Cousin Claude will be there. Is he here already?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there he is. Step out and take a bow, cousin. So now all you little old boys who want to learn to improve your technique can go up there and join the whip poppers. Now let's see who's out here on the stage. My goodness, I have something to tell you special about this lovely little group. Their teacher came to the folk festival, and she went up home and made up her mind that someday she was going to bring back a little group of folk singers from Fruitland Park. Here they are, the Rainbow Harmonettes, 5th grade, Fruitland Park Elementary School, with Mrs. Van Patterson as their leader. What are you going to sing for us? Now, wait a minute. Yeah. There's a mic right in front of you over there, too.
Our group is going to sing an African folk prayer called Kumbaya, which means "Come by here, Lord." And they're also going to sing an old English folk song called the Cuckoo Song.
Thank you.
an unexpected pleasure is the North Florida Junior College Quartet here to sing for us, and I don't even know what. What are you going to sing for? Good.
Next number we'd like to do a Negro spiritual entitled Jerusalem Morning.
Talk about Jerusalem Morning.
Crown to be ready when the great day comes. Lord, I'm ready indeed. Friday Corey, hallelujah. Ready, indeed, I'm ready. Well, the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day come.
Now, if there be some poor sinner under the congregation, head all bowed by the weight of woe and sin, let him come forward in his easy, breezy, slippery manner, while the choir sing one more verse of, good Lord, I'm ready, indeed I'm ready. Well, the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready, indeed I'm ready. Well, the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Anybody who knows anything at all knows that the North Florida Junior College is at Madison, Florida, of course, in our very own Suwannee Valley area. We're very proud of them. Give them another big hand. Now, I think I saw some of you nodding out there, so we'll wake you up. Here are the country cloggers from, of all places in the world, Hillsborough County, Florida. The country cloggers.
on the call.
That's right. Hundred people have asked me if Miss Pigtails was going to be here. Well, she is here. I know her as a longtime friend. Lou Dean Olson, who grew up in Gainesville like me, but who now lives in Jacksonville. And a little commercial here. You see her every Saturday evening on the Glenn Reeve Show. But it's such a pleasure to have her here to sing for you right now. Cousin Lou Dean. In front of the horn.
I Wonder As I Wonder, and I was supposed to learn it on the way down, but the kids that I came with, we were talking, and I didn't especially have a mood to concentrate, and thank you, and then there I was sitting trying to concentrate, and I was enjoying everything so much, so I haven't learned it, so I'm going to sing by the muse, by the word, okay? This one is not that one.
Ready whenever you are.
Okay. Mark's going to help me. Isn't this glorious? I just think it's wonderful.
I think you're pretty, too.
I'm going to do the one that Cousin Thelma asked me to do, and then Mark's going to help me on a real quick one that I want you to sing with me. You just said, yeah.
Jesus had wanted for any way.
Mama, dear. She played for me just at the last minute. I appreciate that. I would just happen to think about the fact that I probably am not too well accepted as a folk singer yet. I love the music, and I want to learn. That's one of the reasons why I was so happy that Cousin Thelma invited me to come, because actually, the type of voice I have doesn't really fit into hardly anything. But Glenn, when he asked me to become a regular cast member, thought that with the braids, it was an accident I happened to wear to rehearsal one night, and they insisted I wear them that way continuously. Therefore, Miss Pigtails. And I'm not a miss, I'm a miss. So it's all a part. But I wanted to come to try to get some background material so Glenn wouldn't each time say, and here's Lou singing a folk song for all you folk. He wanted me to get some material so he could say, you know, some history of background. And I do talk too much, I know that. If you would sing this one that we've done on the show before, it was originally a Negro spiritual that Lori London got a record out on and had a real popular tune of it, and get the clapping with me, and maybe it'll give you a chance to relax, and the sun's not so bright right this minute, but just, you know, maybe you'll enjoy it. I want you to do it if you will. Got the whole world in his hands, and if you'll clap with me on it and keep the rhythm, you seem to be such a nice group anyway, I just know you will. It's in C, Ma. Oh, what are you playing then? You got a tune going there? Okay.
What rhythm do you want?
He's got the whole world. Mm-hmm. Don't do it like Lori London did.
Oh, sure.
Okay. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitsy baby. In his hands, he's got the little bitsy baby. In his hands, he's got the little bitsy baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Now you sing. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, Mark. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. That's good. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. One more time, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Now you all, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Thank you. You're so nice.
Wasn't that fine? My goodness. It's just wonderful to have you here. And we hope that you will learn a lot. We certainly learn a lot from you. And we switch on our television to see you every Saturday night, just before the Perry Mason show.
Thank you. Let me tell him something I meant to tell. She said that I knew her back in Gainesville, and I truly did. I didn't know what a great lady she really was. I was in high school, and I knew she was responsible for many, many wonderful things. But I can tell from this, she's still doing her good work. She was in charge of the recreation center when I knew her, and she's helped a many a person.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Now, we want every last single solitary folk singer that is going to sing right out here on the bleachers. Everybody. And I think we ought to have Grandma Odlin and her little troop right out here at this particular time, too. Aren't they fine looking? Give them a hand. Now, don't you all take up too much room. All right. You step right up there. Grandma is going to introduce her friends before they sit down. I'm going to introduce her. We couldn't have this festival without her. She went as a bride to live on an island at the very mouth of the Suwannee River. And there she and her Swedish former sailor husband, who came to fish for sturgeon in the Suwannee River, raised a great big fine family of seven girls.
Six girls and one boy.
Six girls and one little bitty boy.